Hey girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
Turn that fucking metronome off.
Oh shit, what's that? That's like a thing.
When you go into guitar band on fucking iTunes.
Guitar band?
Is it Guitar Center?
Yeah. When you go to Guitar Center,
it's Garage Band.
It's Garage Band. Have some respect.
Put some respect over it.
But when you go into it, it automatically starts a metronome, which is like bop, bop, bop. And once you hear it so many times, you're like, shut the fuck up.
Wow. You guys did it at the same exact time.
Oh, it's so
I thought that was the intro of the show.
No, that might be the intro.
It should be. Can you put, what is it? Can you cut the fucking metronome off? That's a good, like, clip.
We sometimes, like, telepathically say the same things at the same time.
Like what you just said, like what?
Yeah, what just happened?
I think we're like that much on the frequency. It's kind of weird.
That's
weird.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you guys known each other?
We met at the beginning of the pandemic. Literally the day we shut down the U.S. That's when we met.
I moved in. I hit her up on Facebook Marketplace, and I was like, I need to move into a place right now. I can pay 3 months in advance. Can I move in like tomorrow?
She sounded like a drug dealer. Like,
that's exactly what that sounds like.
I don't want to see the place. That. I just want to move in.
No, I just had the money and I had to get out of like an ex-boyfriend's house. I was like, I'm done. Get me out of here.
And you went to Facebook Marketplace?
That's
like the Craigslist of Craigslist.
In Boston, that's where you go.
Yeah, in Boston, it's like.
Yeah,
yeah,
Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, well, you found a great find in Facebook Marketplace. You pretty much found her there. That's awesome.
Yeah, I went shopping. I was like,
listen,
busty redhead.
That's right. That's wild.
All right. Well, hey guys, it's Tuesday and it's two girls, one blunt.
It's two girls, one blunt every day. Let's be real. But welcome back to another fucking episode. Today we have, what do we have, James?
I don't know. I'm really high.
Oh, no.
No.
Let's take two of that.
My friend.
More energy this time, please.
Yeah, see, the director, I like it.
Camden, Carlotta.
Huh?
Cody.
Huh. Am I in the right part?
Just kidding. We have our new friend to Miami, Carlos.
What's up?
He is a comedian. He's super funny. And he also is, what is it, like the host of Only in Dade?
Yeah, I'm one of the people that you see on the page.
Is it called a host?
Yeah, I'm one of the hosts. There's like a few of us more now. We're trying to incorporate more talent into the mix.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Even if you don't live in Miami, you have to follow
Only in Dade. For sure.
Because every day it's
on Instagram,
like a Florida man headline, but it's Only in Dade. It's like, how did he flip his car upside down and end up fucking the pussy of like a house? Like, how did he do this?
Specifically the pussy of a house. He pretty much raped the house. That's usually what happens.
What would you consider to be the pussy of the house?
I feel like in Boston it'd be the chimney. But like up north, but here is probably, I don't even know, in Miami, like the backyard.
I would
probably
say the dirty pool.
The dirty pool.
I feel like that's the pussy of the house in Miami.
Probably.
What does that mean, Emily?
That's fair. It depends, I guess, on the size of the pool.
I was going to just say the door. That's where people go in and out. Yeah. I don't know.
That's fair. And the backyard is just the asshole, probably.
Yeah. When you said the backyard, I was like, do people do anal here?
I mean, right?
That's does nobody shave their bushes?
No, there's so many.
Nice.
Hey, does
what?
Does everyone here have laser? How are the pussies? What do they look like?
You know?
Let us know.
I will say up north there's more hair, but down here they're usually quite shaven.
You got to keep warm for the winter.
That's exactly right, I think, for sure.
Yeah, you got to snuggle in there and hibernate.
Yeah, in Orlando sometimes you'll find like some hair, but here in Miami I feel it's
full
it's,
laser.
I think like, so, take for sure. Hair. At least that's what I found.
Bleached assholes.
I'm about
assholes.
To do laser myself. Fuck it. Just like,
are there bleached
matter.
Assholes?
You know, I feel like that's a myth.
Okay. How like, many people? Not,
I need a spot to get mine done.
Your asshole bleach? I wouldn't know that answer.
We're going to vlog it.
You should. Yeah. Oh, what? Oh, I'll go viral so hard. Oh. It's not even funny.
Yeah, that's just,
I got my asshole bleach just on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, it would be the second time. Again. It'd be like dot, again.
Yeah.
It'll be the second time? Does that go away? Like once you bleach it?
I think you're supposed to get like three sessions. I got one.
Mm.
And I never really followed up with like the lotion you're supposed to put on it that keeps it light. So like basically the reason it gets dark is just because of like the heat and like the friction. So,
yeah, it's sweating down there.
Yeah, just I got full blown swass.
I got you got to clean your back.
You don't want to eat my butt after a gym session.
No, I don't.
My
think
brother is listening
that.
To this podcast for the first time.
His face is so. Oh, dude, I'm sorry.
This is live.
This is just like Thanksgiving, honestly, at this house.
I bet. Is a normal, yeah. Yeah, we grew up with my mom, like, trying to teach me how to masturbate at, like, literally age 11.
You're joking.
Like, no.
Your mom taught you how to masturbate?
My mom was like, if you don't know how to make yourself come, no one will. And then she's like, you have to explore your body, and you're getting your period, and look at your vagina
your mom, like,
with
a hippie?
The mirror.
That's wild.
No, I don't know. She's just crazy. Didn't have boundaries, yeah.
Oof, that's crazy. No, my parents were definitely... My parents still don't know I masturbate, probably. Now, my mom did walk on me once when I was masturbating, when I was, like, 12.
Did you come?
Immediately. No. I will never forget that. I was watching like Cinemax, and then like I put, you know how you put like jump on your controls to switch the channel really quick?
Yeah.
That was why that was made for sure. Like the jump button on a DirecTV control just so you could switch from porn to like Disney Channel. I'm pretty sure.
That's wow. That's.
Which nowadays, smart. If you do that and you're like in your 20s or 30s, don't switch to Disney Channel. That'll be, a little even creepier. It's like, yeah. Oh, I can't. Oh, it's Disney Channel. That'll be way creepier. But yeah, that did happen when I was like 12. And I was like, when it had just like started.
How did you feel in that moment?
I felt super vulnerable, but I also was, I still like, dude, like I'm an actor through and through. So I was like, what? Like,
of course.
What are you talking about? Relax.
Were you like a little shit as a kid? Like, were you a troublemaker?
Oh, I'm
like,
a troublemaker now. Yeah,
and you
for
would
sure.
Like talk the talk to get out of everything.
All the time.
I can see that.
100%.
How does that work with the ladies?
Talk the talk.
Yeah.
I mean, they eventually figure it out. I guess. But, I mean, we're all yeah. So it works. I think.
It works.
Yeah. That's.
Are you single?
I am single. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Since how long have you been single?
I've been single for, I mean, officially, I had a relationship that lasted like 2 or 3 months. I don't know if that counts.
I don't know if that counts. Yeah.
Yeah, we said we were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
So since then, it's been, that was like in October or November of last. So it's been like 4 months. Yeah, since I've been single. Yeah.
Okay.
But before that, I was single for like almost a year.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm single.
Yeah.
What would be your ideal woman?
This is for the
Miami ladies.
Honestly,
what's the ideal woman to you?
I think the ideal woman is I honestly in looks, I'm very like open when it comes to looks. But I think for Miami in general, I like a woman that's just like she has her own place.
To live? That's is that
like
not my,
that's
common?
That's like a really no, not at all.
Really?
A
lot of girls
no, I went
to
like
live?
A girl's place and she was like 32 and like her whole like parents and grandparents were in the house.
Do you still live with your parents?
I'm about to move out though.
I'm gonna get on your side.
You
give
a man a microphone on a podcast.
It's a Spanish thing. They're from up north.
No, I know it's a Spanish thing.
It's a thing.
My mic.
If you move by 35, you won. Like that's how it works in Miami.
See, no, the only reason we laugh is just because our parents didn't love us and we didn't have the option for that.
You. Well, if your mom's teaching you to masturbate, she's teaching you to be independent from the beginning.
Yeah,
like,
she
leaf.
She, yeah, I was like 16. She's like $600 rent. And I'm like, mom.
Oh,
I
pay
school.
Rent at my house too, but like. Just because I feel bad. But I do. I'm literally like just signed the lease for a place in the Gables. So that's
cool. Look at you.
But yeah. What were we talking about?
Something just vibrated.
Something about buttholes, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys ever gotten caught masturbating? By like your mom taught you. So I guess she like.
No. My mom just tried to like, she was just so open. And like she, I don't know. I think she was trying to be what she never had and wish somebody would talk to her about and teach her because she went kind of like not knowing for a long time.
That's nice.
And so she was like, as I was discovering who I was as a woman, she's like, this is what becoming a woman is. And she was very open about it.
That's awesome.
But my mom
she,
is
like,
very
show
like
you how to do
Boston
it?
And kind of like, I don't know, kind of like trashy. I don't know. So like you could see, yeah, like okay. She's like saying, like she's trying, you know, but she's kind of like she has a Kelly vibe to it, a little.
She has a what?
Spice.
She's her own verb.
I don't, there's no way to describe it.
She's her own verb.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. So she's known, like, if you ask somebody in my hometown, like, oh, who's Jamie's mom? They say, oh, it's Crazy Kelly.
Crazy Kelly?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Good. But that's fun. At least you had a fun mom.
Yeah.
My mom thought I like committed a sin by masturbating when I was watching.
Really?
Oh my God.
Did you have to do like Hail Marys and shit?
Legit.
So are your family super
religious? I grew up Catholic. Yeah. No, they're not. Oh. No, they're not. But they pretended to be for like a few years.
My mom did that too. Yeah,
you gotta pretend.
We grew up Irish Catholic.
They like, you know what I mean? Like they were from Cuba, then they moved to Mexico. That's where I was born. And then when they moved here, they like tried being like actual Catholics so that I guess like immigration wouldn't get them. I don't know what they were thinking, but like that was, they just really tried the Catholic thing for like all the way through.
I feel like you can get away with shit more with like religion too.
For sure. Yeah.
So
yeah,
like
yeah.
that makes sense why you would do that. It's like a smart move.
I think that was their idea, yeah. but it didn't work.
I would say that's smart.
They stopped. Like, it was like 10th grade and then we stopped going to church for no reason. We were just like, ah, stop. Enough.
Yeah. I feel like the same thing happened to me.
Yeah.
Like super Irish Catholic. And then they were just like,
see, they got to pretend when you're a kid just to like be like, at least we tried.
My mom told the church that I died, that I passed.
No, she didn't.
No,
she didn't. Did
no, she really? No, yeah.
Yeah, she told the whole church that I died. So I obviously couldn't go
she
back.
She told the church you died just to stop going?
No, so I told people that she was abusive. I like, so my dad got custody of me. So she didn't have custody of me. So to save face, she was like, Emily passed away.
Oh my God. That's terrible, dude.
Oh my God.
That's terrifying.
I think it's funny.
No, I mean, it's hilarious. You're crying. Yeah, it's hilarious. Yeah.
Emily's been
my
to the
mom
ringer today.
The church. My mom told God I died. Like, hey, God, if you're up there, just letting you know she's gone. I'm not.
She's done for.
I know you see her, but she's not. That's a glitch in the system.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's wild.
I'm just
God,
a simulation. I'm already dead.
Emily,
nothing matters.
Yeah. You're like Casper.
I am.
Literally, she's a ghost. Let's actually just get into the news.
Oh,
I thought that was the bad news.
No.
I was like,
no,
my mom thought I was dead.
That's an average Tuesday.
But there's worse news than those.
Oh, honestly, yeah.
Yeah, what happened? I'm very concerned.
I got my TikTok permanently banned.
Whoa.
Right before, when I was on the phone with you, she said it out loud as you were on the phone trying to park.
No, what did she say?
I literally said my TikTok just got is banned.
Permanently banned?
Permanently banned. Do you want to see the screenshot?
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
What? What was the reason?
She did a TikTok live dressed like this and they banned
up?
Her.
Oh, for sure.
But it does. But here's the thing. If it was, that's a normal shirt and if somebody was wearing it who didn't have big boobs, they wouldn't get in trouble. Like they're sexualizing her body.
Wait. So the two girls want blood?
No,
one?
No. That's just because they took me out of my account.
That's the way you can see it. Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks. What how many followers did you have?
I said 80K.
80K.
Yeah.
That's wild. I mean, if you
think you'll be able to go viral again. You got 100%.
Just if your boobs keep being in the videos, they're going to just put them on for sure.
But how do you hide them? You can't even hide them.
You can't hide them. That's what I'm saying.
I literally can't.
I know.
They're just there.
They are. I mean,
they're nice, right?
I'm not TikTok. I'm not going to ban.
You got the lights on you.
They're on me.
I'm sweating.
All right.
I'm seeing Casper. I'm like, there's a dead person. That's all I'm looking. I'm just like, what's happening?
There's a dead girl with big tits.
With big tits, like, yeah.
It's been a day.
That sucks, though. I'm sorry your TikTok got banned. That's literally like,
well,
I would freak out if my TikTok got banned.
That's our, like, not that's only how we get our income.
Yeah.
Of course. You're monetized there.
No, I'm not even monetized on TikTok. The traffic from my TikTok goes straight to our OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So if I'm not getting
it's
any
way
traffic,
faster to get traffic.
So what now?
Go viral.
Yeah, she just has to start over and go viral.
I just have to go viral.
Immediately.
That's it.
That's what happens. No, that's what happened with my TikTok. I had like 12 followers and then one day I went viral doing like a bunch of different Spanish accents and I went to like 45,000. So
yeah.
You put your camera there and do different Spanish accents, I feel like that's
try different accents.
Yeah, just wear the
if you want to get canceled.
If you want
to
get
canceled. We've been wanting to do like go around and talk to people, kind of like with a mic.
Yeah.
We have these little mini mics that hook up to our phone and then like
you showed me. I think we were hanging out.
Yeah, I think I did that once to you and I interviewed you.
We did do that.
I definitely drunkenly interviewed you.
Oh, yeah.
That's a while back.
I was like, I'm going to be on Ollie and Dave.
Yes,
I'm just like hammering. You're like, yeah, okay.
But then you did our Ollie and Dave show.
I did it.
And then so
exactly.
It's back around.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, so hopefully I get to be a part of that soon, someday.
Sure, man. I don't see a problem.
When I'm not traveling, it's way easier when I'm here. I want to like be here. That's why we want a studio here. We want everything here. I want to be in Miami and like
you
want
to
experience Miami.
Miami's it's great. You've never lived in Miami before, like
no. I just came to Miami one time, like a year ago, and then maybe like last summer. That's it. And then we made the decision to move here. She's never been to Miami.
I've never been to Florida.
She never been to Florida. She was like, "Yeah, I'll go to Miami." And
that's
we just
why your TikTok got banned.
Drove in our cars.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
It was.
Do you like it so far?
I love it.
Miami.
I love it.
What's like your favorite thing about it?
The warmth.
The warmth?
I love the warmth.
Yeah.
I do.
You guys were like from the culture. Boston, right?
Yeah, I like the culture. I love the music when you go to the clubs. Like, I love any bar. Like, I just like the vibe, like that vibe. And I love the warmth. Yeah. That's like a huge thing for me. I love
Boston.
Our view.
Very different from Boston.
I'll show you the view in my room after.
Oh, I can already imagine. Is it the construction site or is the
no, it's
or the other construction
site. The real site.
Yeah, it's the ocean and stuff. It's beautiful. Yeah.
No, no, no. This apartment is great.
And, so or waking up to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah,
I should have said what like, the location is.
Oh, yeah.
We're in Los Angeles.
We're like in front
right
of the FTX Arena right in the middle of the corner.
So we're. Emily.
Are you out of your.
Well, she cuts it.
This is not live.
Oh, it's not live? Oh,
no.
Okay, good.
No,
oh.
We edit all of this. No.
It's fine.
But yeah.
Don't worry about it. We don't get it. I just like that she said it. I was like, so scared. I was like, this is where you get banned. You're going to get banned
from
like Two Girls, One Blunt.
Okay. Now, what's your updated impression of us?
By updated impression?
Yeah. Like, you have your first impression meeting us, like, out, like, kind of.
We've seen you in passing.
Yeah. Business settings, I guess.
I guess. When you said that, I was literally going to, like, imitate you. I was like, no.
Yeah, do that.
My TikTok got banned. No, I'm kidding. My impression is, I mean, you guys are cool. I've always thought you guys were cool.
We're not crazy.
No, not at all. In Miami, for Miami, you're normal.
So
this
what's
is fine.
What's crazy in Miami?
Oh my God. This is what happens with me. This is usually how it goes on. If I'm like dating someone or like I'm like talking to someone, I'm like into them a lot.
Yeah.
And then the next person that I'm like dating for whatever reason, they're into me a lot, but I'm not as into them. So it like switches back and forth.
So you're not healing from your previous relationship.
This is why it's failing, but it's fine. Like I'm aware. I'm already in the first step, but I'm staying in that first
How
step.
How old are you?
27.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When do you turn 28?
December. I just turned 27 recently.
Oh, I'm older than you. Really? You
I know.
Seem like a man. Like you're like
I'm a
grown
man.
Oh.
I know.
I turned 28 like next week. Yeah.
You're not that much
on
older.
On Thursday.
Yeah. You look like, you know, a woman as well.
I want to know more about what got you into comedy.
Oh, I started in comedy. Well, I've always been into comedy. I've always, like when I was a kid, I was always like watching Comedy Central. I like watched my first like George Carlin special when I was 11 and barely understood English. And I was just like pretending to laugh because I barely understood the bits, obviously, because it was so smart and it was also old references. So I don't even know.
Yeah.
But I loved the whole idea of that. That was like the first stand-up special I ever saw.
So like, you knew from like a very young age you wanted to be on stage.
100%. Yeah. But I just didn't really act upon it like until I was like, literally senior year in high school.
Because what'd you do?
In senior year in high school, I took a drama class by like random, just like by mistake. Not really by mistake. I took it just because I was like, this will be fun. And I was like the class clown when I was like in like junior year. So I was like, all right, let me fully, you know, commit to this. So I took the drama class.
So you were known for being like funny.
I was known for being like the fat funny kid. That was always like my thing. And then when I took that senior class, that drama class in high school, I like legit took it seriously. And then we had to do monologues and stuff. And then I did, oh my God, what was the Jack Nicholson one where he's like, you can't handle the truth. That like that one. And I wasn't even comedy. It was just like legit that. And I did that monologue and I had like everybody stand up and clap in class. And I was like, I want this every day.
Every day.
So then,
it's addicting.
It is super addicting. And the teacher even was like, that was beautiful. That was amazing. You should really consider this.
Say that again.
Oh, it was great. So I was like, sure. And then like she made me go to another class in like another period to show them what I did. And it was spirit day. And I was dressed as Jack. So I was literally like, you can't handle the truth. When I was in a pajama suit and like fucking, it was ridiculous. It was the best thing ever. There's a video of that somewhere.
So you were 17 and that's when you went to drama. When did you first get on stage for stand-up?
For real, I took, well, for stand-up it was like not that long ago. For improv, I started through improv classes. So I did improv classes in 2016. I started taking improv classes there while I was going to FIU. Like the last year of FIU, it was like 2015, 2016. I took improv classes then, and at this place called Just a Funny in Coral Gables. It was like an improv theater. And I did that and I started those classes. I became part of the cast like in 6 months. In 6 months after that, I started teaching classes. 6 months, like 3 months after that, I started directing. So I was really, really, really fully into it. I was there four nights a week, performing, directing, teaching. I was really, really into it. I was on it. Like it was like my blood. And then the pandemic happened. And well, before that, actually, in 2019, March 2019, I decided I was like, okay, I'm going to try stand up. I'm going to like.
That's when you started.
I know. It was like early March 2019.
Dude, I started, I think, like July 2019.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was a few months after. Yeah.
You're so much better than me. you're doing so good. Like, I thought you were like, have been doing this for a long time.
I mean, I've been on stage for a while, and like, just like that, that really does help. I'm not going to lie.
That, what part of improv helped you the most with stand up?
Like, crowd work will help you immensely if you do improv. Like, when you're doing an improv show, a lot of the tools that you use are just like what people remembered from that scene, because it's just that scene will happen then, and that's the only time it will happen.
Yeah.
So if you bring something else back, or you bring something up that you already talked about, it makes it more and more and more and more real. And then you're like popping it, like when you like hit them again with like another callback or something you said, yep, or something you do, or
I feel like
action.
A lot of people who are new to stand up don't do that.
100%.
I listened to a podcast and I specifically was like, they taught you about the science of how to put together jokes. Like, you do start with your B jokes, and then you do your C, and then you end with your A's.
Correct.
Like, and my first time getting on stage, I knew that. I knew about callbacks, and I had to do a 5-minute set for the first time. And I had one week to come up with it.
And you already knew all this stuff.
And so I knew that stuff. So I was like, okay, I don't know how to be, like, I was always funny in like ways that once I put it on paper, it was hard for me to be funny, you know?
Gotcha.
But I knew the science. So I was like, okay, I'll get good at it. And that was the first thing I got on stage. I was in sales before.
Oh,
and then I knew the science. Yeah. So it was like improv, and that helped. And people were like, wait, that was way better than we thought it would be for your first time, because I knew the science of it. Some people just go in, they try writing a joke.
Yep.
And I'm like, I'm not funny. And you guys know more about comedy, but I have to like study how people actually set up their jokes.
Tom Segura is fucking his callbacks. When we were in Cancun and we got to see his new, like,
you guys
one
went to the Cancun Festival thing?
Yeah. Oof,
just for laughs.
It was so much fun.
It was good. I was going to go and I forgot why I didn't. That was when? November?
Yeah. The first week.
Oh, that would have been so fun if you were there with us.
That would have been so dope.
Oh,
yeah.
We got
that's
fucked
That's when I was like
up.
Breaking up with my last relationship.
Really?
So that's why that happened. He was the only one there?
No, there were so many people.
Oh, it was just for laughs.
Yeah. It was everyone. There were so many people.
Nikki Glaser, Bobby Lee.
Jim Jeffries, Josh, Adam Myers. Yeah, Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino.
Love him.
Donnell Rawling.
Jay Farrow.
Jay Farrow from SNL?
Who does like the impressions?
Yeah.
He was there.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Oh my God. Yeah. There were so many great people there.
I met him at FIU once. He's super dope. Yeah. He was like doing a comedy show and I got to like meet him. I wasn't even doing comedy.
Cool.
Yeah. He's one of the nicest guys.
Do you travel a lot for comedy outside of Miami, or do you really just like stay with Miami?
Lately I've been able to travel. When I did improv, I got to do a lot of festivals. Mm-hmm. So I went to Chicago. I lived in Chicago in the summer of 2018, doing like this intensive classes like at Second City and IO Chicago. Rest in peace to IO Chicago. They closed down that theater. Uh-huh. But yeah, I did that. I did New York and Austin. And I've been able to travel a few times for stand-up. This year, that's my goal, to try to get like a little bit of a mini tour or something like that together, so I can take, just like keep traveling wherever I go. I've gone to Austin. I've gone to New York. I've gone to Chicago. I've gone to Denver for stand-up, which is pretty cool.
I think Emily wants to try comedy.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for?
Oof, I
mean,
I love that. Yeah,
I've been with Jamie for 2 years, so like
she's come to like all my shows.
I
go to a mic,
I see you all the time. You're like studying without even trying. Like when you're starting, that's what you have to do, which you're already doing.
What?
Go to shows, watch people be bad and people be good, and then legit, and then you pick up on what they're doing that's good, and then if you relate to that whatever way, just relate it to your own stories, that whole thing of like, if you want to do stand-up, then I would just say try to write every day a little bit. Try to write at least just a joke a day, and then it'll just, even if it's shitty,
I would say I would say like find a comedian you like too, that like
a comedian
that you like, and literally write their joke and see how they set up their
joke. That's a great idea too.
Don't copy their flow, because that sometimes people get in the thing where they just sound just like that person, but then you start learning about different ways to set up joke.
If it's you, do that. For people, I know people that try it and they stay doing that, and then it doesn't work. And I know people down here that have done that, like that dry, just staying dry because it's like Miami and everybody's like loud and obnoxious, and that's like the usual comedian.
Yeah.
And then when you're dry and monotone, it's a little different. But if you're you and just like be you all the way, that's how you're going to be the most successful doing comedy.
Yeah.
Really? In any type of content creation.
In any content creation.
Is you being you.
You have to be you, because that's what's setting you apart from like every, that's who your TikTok goes viral by being.
Like you're doing. podcasts and comedy and you're here and then the clubs have your name up and I'm like, okay, Mr. Celebrity over here. When did that start? Like, for you last really
year,
take off?
For sure, last year. Also, the America, when I went on American Idol last year too, like as a joke.
Oh, yeah.
And that was crazy. And that also helped like give me more legitimacy. Like, I had like 10 minutes on national television as like a character that I created and like I like fucked with like Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, Ryan Reynolds.
You just did like improv, basically.
Yeah, I wish it was Ryan Reynolds. I literally did. All I did was I had a character called Yuris Bell from when I used to do improv and sketches.
What's the character?
The character is just like a more Cuban version of myself, pretty much. It's just like, hey, how you doing, ladies? Hey, what's going on? Fireball, my pitbull. It's just like,
you did that like the whole time. The whole time.
I went to LA.
I need to watch this video.
Oh, it's great. It's 10 minutes. We can watch it after. Yeah. I went. This was last year. It was in February that it aired, so almost a year ago. And I had a producer friend that like called me up and he was like, hey, we need like TV moments on camera for like the show because it's like a little boring this year. So is there anything you could do that could be funny? And I was he's like, you're not going to get to the Hollywood run or anything. Just like do something funny. And I was like, well, I don't really sing, so I'll try. I'll think of something. And then I went through a lot of things and I was like, can I do a character? Like, can we get away with me doing a character? Like Borat style type of shit. Like just like getting, like tricking them pretty much into me being this character. Cause if not, they wouldn't have let me in. So
That's so funny.
It was dope. So I auditioned with him on Zoom and then I auditioned with like all the producers on Zoom. And after 6 hours on Zoom, they were like, okay, we're going to send you to San Diego to do the auditions in front of Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan.
Were you the character the whole time on Zoom?
The whole time on Zoom.
6 hours.
6 hours. I had big chains, like a fucking like Versace or shirt. I had like sunglasses on as well.
Wait, is this your like rapper page or is that real?
That's the rapper page, the Yuris Bell 305 page on my Instagram.
Yeah.
That's what that is, yeah.
because I looked at this and I go, okay, he's a rapper, and I thought that was you just being serious.
No, what?
Wait, I thought it was you being serious but I knew you went on AGT.
I knew it was a joke, and I knew it was like a character you were playing, but I was like, this is his like thing. I took it seriously.
That's
and I see it's for that. But
that was what it was for. I mean, I never had an Instagram page before I did that show for that character. So I just created it because I was like, well, this is going to go on TV. And I had like 2 followers and then it
went on TV.
That's
so funny.
Like 4,000 subscribers.
I didn't know if you were actually trying to be a rapper as a joke.
Yuris Bell is trying to be a rapper. But
of course, your alter ego.
No, so I didn't know if it was almost like you actually trying to be a rapper. Oh, it's a spam call. Should we answer it? Will you be this 100%. Character?
Yeah. Hello? Hello.
Hi, is Jamie there?
Yeah, this is Jamie. Hello.
Hi, this is Sydney. I'm calling from LCN, and this call's being recorded for quality.
Oh, this call's being recorded too. Perfect.
We received some of your auto information, and it's for the local agents in your area. They have a new quote to give you on your car insurance.
Oh, a new quote. Fantastic. What's the quote? My favorite quote is never give up. What's the quote?
This is Sydney from LCN. Verification department. We verify customers' basic auto information to see if we
can. She's just repeating the same thing, this lady. She's repeating the same thing like a little robot. Are you a little robot? Hello? ¿Qué tú estás hablando, mami? Talk to me in English. Hello?
I'm a agent, but I'm using a technology that restricts me to scripted responses.
No, but let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Enough of the, you know, restricted responses, mami. Let's talk for real. What's the restricted response? I'll give you a restricted response. You know what I'm saying? This call is being recorded.
That was great. That was perfect timing. That was meant to happen.
That was great. So that's the vibe of
the
character. Oh
my gosh.
It's less creepy than what I just did. But she was acting
What kind of restricted
shit
is
that?
Has my lipstick on my face.
That's ridiculous. They could just have a robot do that.
Wait, that was definitely a robot.
No, she said, I'm a live agent.
Yeah, she said, I'm a live agent.
But
she's like, it sounded like she had a gun to her
head. That's exactly what a robot would say.
What the hell?
That's exactly what a robot would say.
I am a live agent. Great point.
What does live mean? Like, you know what I mean?
What if it's just their brain, but they're like hooked up to tubes?
That's what it sounds like. I am a live agent, but I will not. I only can give restricted responses.
That was sus.
Where does
she out of guns?
What kind of spam risk center is this? Like what?
Are you talking about your auto warranty?
Some.
Of course. They had a new quote for you though.
They're like, we have.
They never give you the quote. What's like the Siri? You give her the quote.
Never give up.
What's the Siri voice that everyone? Have you heard?
The what?
What happened?
Wait, oh, this is Amberly. Oh. Should he play the character with Amberly?
Yeah.
I can't.
Try to hit on her.
I need sunglasses Answer for it. I need sunglasses.
David, get your sunglasses. Yes.
Wait, those. Wait.
I guess that's fine. Who is this? Hello?
Where can I see you?
Oh, she can't see me. Can you see me?
No.
She said you can't see me.
I can. Who are you?
Hello, how are you? You're in a podcast right now. How you doing? I'm good. What are you eating right now, Mama?
Pizza.
From where?
My job, Regina's.
Regina where? Where is Regina?
Pizzeria in Beverly.
In Beverly? Beverly Hills?
Downtown.
Beverly, Mass.
What? I like how she's in LA, right? Because she's wearing a mask. That's how I know.
Hi, Amberly. You're on the podcast.
Hey.
Oh, hi, guys.
This is our new friend. Isn't he sexy?
All right, Amberly. You're distracting us. Thank you very much for calling. This call is being recorded.
Wait, but the call really is being recorded.
Callbacks are always.
I love callbacks. It's one of my favorite callbacks. If I see callbacks in a movie, because it makes you feel like you're like, oh, it's a little secret. It's the inside joke, but like you're all inside of the joke at the same time, which is dope. How did you guys meet? How did you?
her first time in Boston, right? I mean, in
Miami. Yeah. I was at like, all the Boston people were staying at some like resort.
I met you before.
Probably.
I think I met... Was he at like a show?
Yeah. I was at the show.
You recorded Sam Merrill's show too at the Miami Improv.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So this is what you do. You do video.
I do video.
Yes, if you need someone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 100%. Yeah, I'm going to get
you. Yeah, no, Lincoln, you got my number.
100%.
I want to do more comedy, but I'm too much of a pussy.
He does comedy too.
Stand up?
Yes. Well, he's new.
I've tried, but you know.
He needs to do it. We've been trying to get
him. Miggy, are we
going
to start going to mics?
Do it.
All of us should do it together.
Miggy?
That's all I need. All I need is a little support.
Maybe we do that once a week where we go to a coffee shop and we write jokes.
You're a little clammy, and I appreciate that because me and Miggy are clammy people. Jamie's dry.
First of all, I am wet like old faithful, okay? It's the Niagara Falls over here.
I'm not talking about your vagina. Don't be defensive.
Fair.
Well, I'm just letting people know. I just wanted to talk about my vagina.
For the record, this pussy is wet.
I got this wet ass pussy.
For the record.
Wait, so we found out yesterday that you can't like take raps into court and use them as evidence. Do you think it's the same thing with podcasts? Like you can't use anything. It's 100% admissible
it's
in court.
It's not, dude.
100% it's not.
Wait, look at all the weed stuck to my foot
it's
again.
Not. I mean, look at Joe Rogan. They're trying to, like that's the perfect example.
It's probably about
everything
to go to
that's happening with Joe Rogan is crazy.
Yeah. It's wild, insane. Bro.
But Spotify's realizing you can't fucking do that. You'll lose your viewership.
Oh, 100%. They're not going to take him off.
It's backfiring.
Of course they're not.
But yeah.
It is kind of ridiculous though. But
whatever. That's the worst thing too, because a lot of my humor and like the shit that I do is like so fucked up. Like we've given you a glimpse of our childhoods and well, I don't think you know about mine, but like it's pretty like similar. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So like my humor's dark and I like to say fucked up shit and it's not for everyone. It's for the people who just understand the fucked up shit. Those are my people. And that always gets removed on social media.
A lot of people are fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fine. Yeah.
No, we always get removed. I'm like shadow banned. I get things removed. If I get one more.
On Instagram too?
No, I have 418K or something like that on TikTok. If I get one more violation, I get my account removed. The fact that she just got hers removed.
I got that notification.
Oof. The one she did? Got.
Yeah, view only. I was like, it said one more and then you get like view only and your account may be taken down.
What does view only mean? No one can comment or like?
Meaning you can't make post content. You can only watch TikTok.
Yeah.
And that's what you got.
No,
and she got it just completely deleted.
So I don't even have that like account to like message my friends.
That you know from there.
Yeah, I literally met people on TikTok. So now like I'm going to have to find their accounts again. Our friend Stormy just called and she said that she can see my profile, but I can't log into it. So I don't know.
Mm, super.
That's
creepy.
Assholes, because no one will even know that it was taken down.
That's why TikTok is like such a creepy thing at the same time. Like it's great. It's
crazy.
But like I don't even know.
It's like that whole thing. Honestly, that like affects my mental health.
It really does.
Because it is our livelihood. That's where our traffic comes. I haven't been making TikToks as much, and my like subscriber count on OnlyFans goes down directly when I'm not making content. When I make content, my money immediately increases, and it's a matter of how much content you make. But when we're doing 30 different things and managing shit in our personal lives and work shit, like everything, there's so much. And it,
you can only do so much.
It's kind of your livelihood. Also, like the perceived value of a follower account. That's my highest follower account.
Yeah.
So like that's the number to flex when some, like you're talking to brands or like you're trying, you know what I mean? 100%. Like trying to get things and negotiate, and you lose that perceived value. It's like you start at square one.
I don't really post a lot of like crazy stuff on TikTok. I just post like what I post on Instagram, like the stand-up clips and stuff and a little few skits. I have noticed that like my views counts has like gone down since like I posted this like COVID joke. Which I directly like tie it to that. I don't know if it is or not.
No, like you could be shadow banned from that.
For sure. But for you guys, what you're posting is obviously like provocative content, like to promote your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form. So how does that like work? Like how do you get around? Isn't there like guidelines?
It's
for, like
you censor yourself so you don't type words out fully. You imply a lot of things.
Like people say corn star, they'll do like a corn emoji. So nice. You're talking about, or like instead of being an OnlyFans person, you're an accountant.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
An accountant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're like, go to my accountant page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Or like, but, yeah.
Go to my spicy page. Accountant. There's a whole ready. Hold on. I'm going to show you.
I'm an accountant. Sick. Where do you work? At a place where accountants work. Do you like your job? Yeah.
And like this, like because like
everyone who is an OnlyFans
got you, but like this right here, they banned. Don't ban it. It's banned.
Oh, banned! I got that video immediately removed off TikTok.
So if you post like your,
I didn't know. It
depends on your account.
It really depends. If you're like a tiny little skinny white blonde girl,
they don't ban you.
You can turn around in a full thong and bend over and shake your butt, and no one gives a fuck. If you're a 14-year-old minor, you could literally be having sex on your live, and they don't give a fuck.
What are you talking about?
There's girls having sex on live, or
they're
pretending.
Getting rammed from behind. It'll be while like, reading a book.
No. You're joking.
And it's literally so like they're you reading get the front a book view and of them like getting this, fucked,
and they're like, So the little boy went to the market.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, and
on TikTok?
But this is where it's cut off. So you can't see, you only see their head kind of moving, and you're like, I don't know.
They're probably not even getting, I mean, sex.
No, they're probably doing exactly what I'm doing.
Literally.
Yeah.
But like,
and then they play like a slapping sound in the background.
Yeah, they're not actually having sex.
And it sounds like it, but then
a
it's
guy
like,
that you got asked to do that, you're going to be like, bro,
but
what?
That can go on for like, they can have like 40,000 viewers on those lives.
And all that traffic goes to their OnlyFans.
That's wild, dude. When I was 12, I would have probably been looking at
that. But this video.
My mom would have walked in and be like, no, she's reading a book, mom.
What is it?
I don't know. Mickey just sent this in the group chat, and it's some guy giving some guy head.
I got banned on TikTok for posting that video.
Of course you did.
Why would you post that video?
It's a video of my friend getting COVID tested in his mouth.
Let me see.
I thought he was giving another dude a
blowjob. I did saw the nut come out of his dick.
Shut up.
It's just digitally altered to look like he's giving head. And I got banned. It was a great joke.
Looks like he just nutted on him.
It was a great joke. TikTok doesn't like creativity.
Oh my God.
Dude, did you add like a squirt
he
thing?
Added, yeah. You added cum.
Yeah, I went hard.
So you still got hard. No, you insinuated it. That's why. Yeah.
Bro,
you can't even
this
talk
is
about sex.
Gold. You should be working at like fucking, I don't even know.
Well, I get my workout
pictures.
Yeah. I mean, I try, but I get banned everywhere I try to put my work.
That's why Mickey and I got along.
Perfect.
We met literally at like a club, like no, not a club, a, like a
that's
resort
so
that had
like
a
like
DJ, a pool party, but at night at the place I was staying at, and his friends were all there. We meet and we're sitting and we're all introducing ourselves to each other. And he's like, everyone's like, what do you do for work? And I go, oh, I'm a stand-up comedian. And he was like, wait, I do stand-up comedy or whatever.
Yeah, I had tried in Boston. I worked at this place called Dick's Last Resort, which
and
is
then I'm
much
from
like,
Boston.
Oh, fucking
so
the place you got to be a dick to people.
Yeah.
But they were mad PC when I worked there. So
what? Yeah, that place?
Because all the young kids would come in. So I made a daddy joke one time, and this girl ended up crying. So we would write.
My mom's an abusive alcoholic.
What did you say?
And the hat that I got said that the reason my mom drinks.
Yeah. Did nice. You cry?
I internally, yeah.
Wait, so what was the thing you told the girl?
So on her hat, I wrote daddy issues. And then I walk away from the table and I come back like 2 minutes later and she's got tears in her eyes and her friends are like huddled around her.
Oh boy.
And she's like, with like a smile on her face, but tears coming down. So it's like the saddest sight ever. She's like, my dad died last week. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I was like, should I get my manager? She was like, no, it was a good joke. I was like, oh, you're a fucking trooper. And then,
I mean, but technically it's like, this is even more real now.
It's a great joke even.
That's so much more real now.
But the funny part is like, there was a teenage boy at the table that wasn't taking the jokes right. And so later on, I was like, the girl with the dead dad is laughing. Why aren't you laughing?
Yeah, literally.
Oh, I know.
You had to be there. It was funny.
And then they fired you?
No, I got fired. No, well, I won't tell that story. So
you pretty much reminded a girl that her dad died. Yeah. And you didn't get fired for that. So
listen, I'm going to tell you, my dad died, and that joke
exactly
would have been the highlight of literally the year.
That's
that
hilarious.
Joke,
that's
it really would have funny. Been so perfectly timed that I would have been like, it's comedic gold. Like, and if someone's like, my dad actually died, they're a fucking little bitch.
Oh, that just made it funnier.
Or maybe they just process trauma differently.
Like, well, they're a little bitch. My sister smoked a blunt with my dad's ashes in it.
Stop.
See, wow. Yeah.
So she smoked your dad.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How did it feel?
I don't know. I didn't do it.
When she got high, he was like, what are you doing?
Well, that's how he died. He was high off other things.
Oh, shit.
So she got residual high off.
So she was like, we got to go out with a bang, and we're going to roll one up for daddy-o.
And then you put a little bit of his ashes there. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I honestly, I think that's kind of badass.
Did he smoke?
Yeah, he didn't drink. He just smoked weed. Right. He was pretty much sober and only smoked weed for most of his life. And he just got addicted to. He got back surgery and got addicted to back pain medication.
Oof.
For the pain. He got addicted to his Percs, and that just went to one thing to another over years. And then he became a drug lord, and it just got fucking.
Became a drug lord.
Oh yeah.
All right, so today we're going to be doing some Stony Baloney.
Stony Baloney?
Stony Baloney is where we're high already because we did take a break earlier, right before Stony Baloney.
Right.
We play a game. We do some improv, sing a little ditty maybe.
Okay.
And just have fun with it.
Stony Baloney.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I believe Mickey will be in charge of our Stony Baloney for the evening.
I want to try one round of this thing to loosen it up now that we know that you do improv. This is a nice little
I'm so bad at improv.
About.
Fuck me.
No way. Of course not.
I get nervous.
Did you ever try it?
I just like, I try things. I don't like trying things in front of other people, but when I'm by myself or with like a close friend. No. Like if I'm with Emily, I improv all the time. I'm rapping and I'm making weird voices and I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. So if I bomb, it's fine.
Got it.
But when it happens, it's great. But when I can't do that around people, I don't know. All right, let's try it. Let's try it.
Do you know what syllables are?
I don't.
Yeah, like
syllables.
Like clap. Pop,
yeah,
pop.
Yeah. Emily. Three syllables.
Yeah. So this is a game called Jitterbug.
Oh no.
Where we take the song Jitterbug. You remember from the '80s?
No.
Jitterbug.
I Jitterbug.
No. You can do like a no? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can do
I'll
it.
Slap my knee along.
Y'all are
okay.
Making
how about that?
Jitterbug.
Yeah. So we're gonna all say Jitterbug twice and then we're gonna go in a circle saying something that's three syllables.
Okay.
Until somebody fails.
This is so Jimmy Fallon. It's crazy.
I'm literally going to kill myself.
This is like...
All right.
This
half
is,
the fun
like
is figuring it out.
Shit.
Half
all right,
the fun
hold
is
on.
Figuring it out.
Okay, but it always has to be three syllables.
Three syllables. What is the word that is three syllables?
Well, we're
principal.
About to find out.
Your name.
Okay, you can't steal my name. I called dibs on Emily.
There you go.
Jitterbug.
Everybody has to say Jitterbug, right?
Oh, Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
Who's starting?
Oh,
I think I'll start. I'll start.
Jitterbug.
Lightning bolt.
Marketing.
Oh, wait, fuck, that's where we live.
What?
That's where we live, never
that's
mind.
A bleep. We got to bleep that one out.
Yeah, we'll bleep it.
Also,
bleep
that's,
it.
Is that three syllables?
Okay, hold on.
We'll let it slide.
Principal.
Principal.
Right. Principal.
Wait, do we say Jitterbug again?
No.
We go around?
Oh, you just keep saying
it. Okay. Principal.
Wait. So we don't say it again? No.
All right. Let's all say Jitterbug. Oh, Jitterbug.
Monstera.
Yeah.
Is that
Jamie Lee?
Do you say my name?
Yeah.
Cunt, I was going to say my name.
I was going to say
Gatorade.
Oh.
Haterade. Hey.
Candelabra.
Candelabra.
I think that's a good attempt. Yeah, you're out.
Okay, four. Where did that come from?
You're saying just random shit.
I was looking at candle, and then I was like, how do I add another syllable to candle? And I was abra.
Abra.
That's all I got for you.
Okay, Jitterbug.
Candlewick.
Oh.
Camera.
Oh.
Hairdresser.
Hairdresser. That's good.
That works.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. No.
I couldn't think of it. White light. No, that's.
Wait, white light?
White to light.
What? I feel like you're just adding a little pizzazz to
you're
it.
Wait, hold up.
It's a face off now.
Dude, three syllables? I'm trying to think of the shit. My brain's not moving.
Water gun.
Yeah. But.
Oh, wait.
No, that's
plug.
Two.
That's two.
Wait.
Carlos is the winner.
Big butt it, plug.
You already lost.
That's just three words.
I was trying to sound out butt plug.
Oh.
Okay, hold on.
That was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Cheeks
hurt. That's it.
No. Okay. So hold up.
What?
Can we do four syllables?
No.
I feel like limiting myself to three.
Jitterbug. That was a nice warm up.
We were warming up. You have to do that in improv. You got to warm up.
You got
to
warm up.
You got to warm up.
Have you done improv before?
I have.
No. You do have to warm up in improv. Yeah.
To pick a bodega right. Unique New York toy boat.
Okay.
Okay.
What the fuck are you saying?
Where did you do that? In Boston?
I've spent my whole life in theater.
I did theater.
Nice.
Too,
did you do Improv Boston in Boston?
But I didn't.
No, I didn't did do anything no. after I became an adult because then I worked like 70-hour weeks and had no time.
Oh, sad. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. R.I.P. my pussy.
Got it.
Right.
R.I.P. Okay. Your pussy? You work 70 hours a week on your...
Emily, shut
are you
up.
Judging me?
No, I'm just saying that.
He doesn't understand what you're saying.
You're not a TikToker.
No.
RIP My Pussy was like a trend that went around, I feel like.
And what was it?
It was literally just like, something bad happens, RIP My Pussy.
Oh, that's just...
Or RIP I mean, That Pussy.
Got it. I immediately just thought you were like a porn
star. Yeah,
every
time I talk about my Nana dying, isn't that what that sounded like?
I guess it did, from an outside.
Yeah.
Do you think Emily's a porn star?
Because imagine what she said. She said...
But I feel like that's a
compliment.
From
the context, what she said was, I work 70-hour weeks.
All right, if Emily was a porn star and she made a porn...
I just thought she was getting real for 70 hours a week.
If Emily was a porn star.
That's a fair assessment, though.
Think
that
about
is
it.
A fair assessment.
At this point,
with no context.
70 hours
with no context.
This week.
I used to work 70 hour weeks and had no time for anything. And I already
put
my pussy.
In Miami. Okay, if Emily made a porno, what would the title header be? Like, what would the title of the porno be?
Banned.
Banned. Oh, Banned. I thought it was B-A-N-D. Is B-A-N-D.
I was thinking B-A-N-D too.
Because
both work.
Rubber bands?
Right.
Banned. Both work. Either way.
All right.
I think banned.
All right. We're going to play.
I thought you were going to ask if he would watch my porn. I was like, I feel like it's a private conversation.
No.
Yes.
Like, busty. OnlyFans, what? You can find her at onlyfans.com/EmilyChestnut.
Emily Chestnut.
Because you can nut on her chest nuts.
Oh. Is that your tagline?
And you can just, you just rub them, rub it all over, and then you stow away for the winner.
Stow away for the winner.
Okay. Removable.
Yes.
All right. We're going to play the game Things.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to say like,
what is that?
Things not to stay in bed.
Oh, Mickey's got
things not to stay in bed.
And I just want,
okay.
Right?
I'm just going to drill you with these questions.
Wait, Mickey has things.
You have it? Are we all playing?
Yeah.
Up to you.
Let's all play.
Okay.
I'm going to mentally prepare. I'm game time ready. All right.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is game time ready.
She's a sore loser, so.
Oh, I see.
That's what she's getting. I'm not competitive at all.
No, I could tell. You look like you're about to tackle somebody.
We're going to leave it up to the
listeners. It's normally me who does the tackling.
Yeah, she's
Yeah, I'm a linebacker.
Sick.
Oh, wait, we never told him the story. Hold up.
What story?
Oh, the story. We didn't even talk. We have to tell him the story.
All right, we're going
to
tell you this really quick.
Yeah.
Okay. Long story short, Emily's been talking to this guy that we met at an event. Okay. He knows a lot of celebrity people.
Great.
He hangs out with this rapper who goes out a lot here. And so...
Okay. We're not going to say who any of these people are, no. Right, for the podcast.
Well, just bleep it out. So he's like, he invites us to go paintballing on Thursday.
Sweet.
And so this is why we asked to reschedule the podcast. This is why we're telling you.
No,
this.
You told me, she said, by the way, she told me we did reschedule for networking reasons.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what this is.
What it would be.
It was absolutely what it was. So this guy does he owns a specific company that we could work with, whatever.
Sure.
And so
the guy that you're talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we end up not going to paintballing. And then Friday we were shooting for a commercial for some drinking game.
Sure.
And, he's ends up being at the shoot and he's confused that we're there and we're like, oh my God, hey. And he's clearly looking at Emily and interested in Emily.
So he's chatting with us this whole night. He's been trying to get me to go out and drink and have fun. And I'm very much leave me alone. I want to be at home in bed.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm going to get you to drink literally the night before the shoot. He sees me the next day and he's like, oh, we're drinking. We're going out. And
he's like, let's go out.
I'm going to convince your girl. I'm like, that's not going to be hard. It's me. I'm the hard one.
Tries to convince Emily. So he's like, all right, we're going to go hang out with go to his house and we're going to hang out with them. And then we're going to go to live and we have tables with them. And so I was like, wait, I know your company. And so, okay. So, pitching this whole night to us and we're like, you know what, maybe this would be good, maybe somehow this could get us introduced to somebody, we talk about podcasting, whatever, I don't know,
100%.
So we go home after this whole 6-hour event shooting, we get ready and we're waiting here and he's like, we're gonna go to his house at midnight and then we'll go to live at 2-ish or whatever.
Sure.
So we're like, okay, so he Ubers us to apartment complex. And
where is it?
Yeah. And so we get there and there's him and this other super tall dude who's not cute, but he's super tall. And then this random white dude, white dude holding a bunch of alcohol looked older. And I was like, is this an old manager or something?
I thought they were a butler and a manager or something. It was weird.
I did not know who we were meeting in this lobby. And so we walk in.
Okay.
And then everyone's like, all right. And we're like, hey, and we say hi and we introduce ourselves. And then everyone just sits down in the lobby. And we're like,
okay, we'll get comfortable.
I'm like, okay, are we waiting for something to be let up? What's this? Then the guy that invited us, because he wants Emily, was he was like, okay, so we're sitting there and we're like, all right, what's the deal? And the other guy goes upstairs and then it's just us and the dude who invited us downstairs. And we're like, all right, this is weird.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're not allowed up. Like, I'm getting this vibe. I'm like, oh, we're not allowed up. So I look at him and I'm like, so what's the deal? What are we doing? Cause it's late and we don't go out often. And and he goes, all right, how real do you want us to be? How real do you want me
very
to be
real.
With you? And we're like,
very real.
I'm like, be real. We literally don't give a fuck. And I go, what? They think we're ugly and we can't go up? And he was like, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So he was literally like, yeah, he looked at you guys and he was like, no. And I don't know what he isn't seeing because I'm looking at you guys. And I'm like, why the fuck are we not upstairs right now?
We were dressed up too. We had makeup done by makeup artists. We looked good. And I was like, other guy that was with him was like, nah, he won't be about it. So you guys can't come up, and basically had to tell us we weren't allowed up. He was like, all right, let me try to make plans. He's trying to figure it out. And he's like, I don't understand. Sweet. This has never happened to me before. I've seen the girls they've hung out with and they are not compared to
fuck?
I was literally like, no, we're not going to be here where we're not wanted. I was like, I'm ordering us an Uber.
We got an Uber. And he was like, I'm so sorry. And we were like, we're not mad. We're not everyone's cup of tea.
I wanted to go home anyways.
I was like, but we would have spent all night shaking our asses and having a fucking fun time.
Yeah.
And being good. And if you just need hot bitches to sit around, we're good. We're not that.
People do
we do funny things. Yeah.
I have a personality.
Yeah. I was like, and that might not mean a lot to you, but it's my moneymaker. I was like, canceled. That's weird. And he was like, what? I go, that's weird. And he was like, what? And I was like, just never have had that happen to me before. He's like, with celebrities? And I was like, with celebrities. Like, no.
He messaged our, like, the guy we were hanging out with.
What did he say?
He sent us a, he sent a picture of me and Jamie. Have you seen the most recent Instagram picture I posted?
It's us in bikinis. Show me,
probably.
It's one of our favorite pictures of us. We look so good.
I think
good.
I saw it. Did you post it this weekend?
Yeah.
I saw that. It's okay, great.
So he sent this and he was like, yeah, we'll take the one in the front, but not the one in the back. Meaning
that's
me.
What Swae Lee said.
You're joking. Let me
no,
see.
No, we're so serious.
But I'm like,
we'll
no, we
take the I, we one look in the front.
First of all, I look bigger than you in this and your tits look perky and your face looks great and you have abs. You have full blown abs.
Where did they go? Where did they go?
Like, you can see the outline of abs. Like, her, you see all the lines. Like, she's like more defined than I've ever seen her. Like, this is a great picture.
It's a great picture.
I was probably sucking in. How long was this picture? October. Are you saying I look fat?
No, no, I just didn't.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard, Carlos.
Oh, God, no.
So that was our story. And he kept trying to apologize.
Bro,
I was like,
what the fuck? That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
Of course that happened.
We had to tell you because this was the night we came back here at like 1:30 in the morning and I was like, I'm sorry. Cause I'm like, Emily, it's for the contract. We have to try to like make this night happen. And I'm like, we canceled on fucking Carlos. I'm not going to text him right now at 1:30 and be like, do you want a podcast still at 11 in the morning? So at this point I was like I'm like, fuck. And so it just threw everything off. And I was like, you know what? It's fine. We have big things coming.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't worry about that shit.
No.
And and I was like, and also, he looks like a fucking ant from The Bug's Life. Like,
he looks like an ant from Ants.
He has like three chin hairs, half an eyebrow, and he's 5'2". Like,
whatever, yeah, dude.
A naked mole rat.
No, but I was saying the next morning, and like we told the story to one of our friends, I was like, I feel like in the past, in our journey for self-confidence, this would have rattled me. Like,
it
severely.
Didn't.
I'm glad you let that shit go. This happens. It's we'd like laugh. Some fucking no. celebrity.
No, but literally,
that's why
bullshit.
I said it. I was like, oh, they think we're ugly. We can't go up. And he's like, no. I was like, we're cool. I was like, we'll get an like, Uber. And he was like, no, it's fine. And I'm like, you're sitting down here and you're not allowed up because we can't go up. And we don't care that much. Go hang out with your friends. We appreciate you inviting us out. This has nothing to do with you. Nope. But we're going to go home. I'd rather be in PJs, smoking a blunt, hanging with my cats. I literally was like, we have bomb personalities. They're missing out because exactly. We are a fun time at the fucking club.
And he texted us the next morning.
We'll hang out another time. You know what
and
I
what
mean?
What did he say?
He was like, oh, I was judging extra hard all the girls that he brought around last night. None of them could even compare to you guys.
Of course. That's wild.
I was like, oh my God.
That's nuts. That reminds me, I went to watch SNL when in like 2015, like be part of the audience in SNL.
Ooh, that's dope.
And while you're waiting, like you got like lottery tickets and you like have to go. If you get lottery, you get picked randomly if you like apply. And I got the tickets. It was me and one more person. And at the moment, I had just broken up with a girl at the time. So I took my sister. So me and my sister both went and I was like 22 years old. I had just into like improv comedy, whatever. And we're at the front, right?
Stop.
And they're like grabbing, there's like a big ass line of people, big ass huge line of people that are going to be watching the show. There's like there's like 40 seats in the front, which is the people you see when they like pan into when they do the host thing. And then there's a bunch of bleachers in the back. So, and I saw there was someone from NBC and NBC page just grabbing people like from the line. They were like, you.
Oh my goodness.
And what they were doing was picking people to be in those 40. And it was like attractive, like looking model, New York-y looking people. And I was like, no, what the fuck? I was so pissed. Like, we didn't get picked or whatever. But then towards the end of the line, it was like literally we were about to go on to sit on the bleachers. They go to this NBC page randomly. I hadn't told this to anyone. I was just telling my sister. I was like, I don't know. We didn't get picked. My sister didn't give a fuck about SNL. Like, she's like, she knows that I'm a huge fan. So then this lady comes to where me and my sister are. Asked we're about to get on the bleachers. And she's like, I need one more person. Which one of you two can come with me? And I looked at my sister.
And you're like, bye.
And I was like,
You're like, see ya.
So I went. And like eventually, I was pretty much the you in that situation when she's like, let him up or whatever, or let her up. But I just, they probably just wanted my sister. But I was like, I'm going to take this chance. And everybody thought that like.
I'm this isn't even about you, but I'm running with it.
I have to.
As you should.
No, but it had to. So yeah, that's what I'm saying is like people just like. their own devotions. They'll just pick random fucking people or like the people they think are like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
That was the third time he used it through this like 3 hour episode.
No, I try to keep it at a minimum, but you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
That's where that one
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay, I hope cool.
Thank you for having me.
We had a great time.
I had a sick time.
Where do we find you on social media for anyone who's listening on Haze Radio?
Yes.
Or anywhere else?
You can find me on social media at CAHRLOS. That's Carlos Alberto Hernandez Rodriguez, like CAHRLOS. On Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok,
ooh,
on OnlyFans soon, because this looks
really
sick. This looks sick. I mean, I want to have this life, and I feel like
you have this show life. Your butthole. Like, I watch you, and I think I don't know what
the thing is. You actually have this life. I pretend to have this life, so.
But also everything about social media, we also pretend to have this life.
Yeah,
good.
I'm in a lot of debt. Thank you. All right, so thank you so much for. Being here.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate
y'all. Look him up. He's funny as fuck.
We'll tag him down below.
He's
right here.
And he's single.
I am single.
We're gonna call back to that part.
Are you ready to mingle?
Call back. We call back.
Single.
I'm ready to mingle.
Ready to mingle. 27 Miami.
That's
funny,
right.
Cuban, hilarious.
Tall.
Good on stage.
He's tall.
I am tall.
Yeah. So hit him up and have
a
great Tuesday.
Yes. Thank you guys.
Bye.
Jitterbug.
Jitterbug.